Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 468. It is Thursday here in Cincinnati. It's a little gray and rainy outside. We are getting the last of winter, hopefully before spring arrives. And we are at daylight savings time this weekend. So I feel like a lot of the collective energy is urging us forward, pushing us into whatever this next season is going to be, not just in nature, but the season in our own human journeys. There is so much shifting astrologically as we have a new moon in Pisces on Sunday. We are moving towards eclipse season at the end of March. Pluto is making its way into Aquarius for another month and a half and then starting its way back towards Capricorn again. I feel like we're in this moving pendulum of energy that can have us really disoriented and feeling ungrounded and off center, because there's just these back and forths that seem to be happening in our reality. So what do we do about that? Well, that's the title for today's podcast, Leading Through the Noise. The origin or the idea for this title, it was going to be a post that I was going to write, and it just clearly happened again today. So on Saturday last week, we were at our gathering with all of Brad's students in Gatlinburg on our little road trip adventure, which was so much fun, so busy, so fast-paced, a lot of moving. We were laying in bed early on Saturday morning, 4 or 5 in the morning, maybe a little later, but I was fast asleep, and then I woke up and was in that sort of groggy in-between state, and my mind started getting noisy. You know, when you start to wake up and then you have like all the things you need to get done and all the things that you've forgotten about from the day before that you suddenly remember, and your mind just starts that busyness. That was starting to happen, and all of a sudden, because we were in the middle of the mountains, this pure, beautiful song from a bird, this little, it was a song, it wasn't a chirp. This bird just sung this note so clearly. The frequency was so pure, and it was like the bird was right outside the window. And it just went, came right into the room, grabbed my attention, stopped all the noise instantly. And then I was just laying there thinking about, well, listening to the bird, and then thinking about how a pure frequency can just slice through noise, the busyness, a tone, a pitch that's perfect can just come through the radio and grab us in a way that 1,000 other songs couldn't. There's something about the alignment when the frequency within the bird is so pure and it has no attachment, no expectation, it's just singing its good morning song, like, hello, how are you, world? And that energy, that frequency is received. It's like the synchronizing together of one to the other. We match up. We receive the gift that the other is offering. So the bird offers this pure hello in the morning, and I can receive it in my busy, noisy internal space, and it creates an activation in me. It creates a calming, a quieting, so that I can receive more of that pure frequency and align with that frequency. And so the whole day shifted because of that moment of awareness in the morning. And my intention was to write a post about it and share it. But then, you know, 50 kids and a field trip didn't happen. And then we got home and I got sick, which I think is just part of the alignment of a higher frequency. We resonate with something that's elevated. We feel it. Our system receives it. And then anything that isn't a match to that or in alignment with that has to move. And so we detox and energy releases and moves through us in a physical way, and we're sick in whatever areas need to be cleansed or purged. For me, it's been my head. My head needed a lot of clearing. And so there's been this head cold. And colds are a sign of confusion, believing in the collective system framework of belief. So all of that jumbled energy in my brain has been sorting itself out, clearing itself out. The nose is very much about our own validation of ourselves and our understanding of how we are seen by others, how we are recognized by others, our self-worth. And so there's been a lot of congestion and clearing in my nose, my ears. What we hear, what we receive have been popping. The frequency has been shifting. When I sit, like this morning in meditation, my ears were like cloudy or what's the word? Stuffy. Were stuffy. And then as I was meditating and moving through the layers, and this awareness came through for today's title, it's more of a buzzing now. It's a higher pitched frequency. Like I associate when the archangels are in the space. It's a tone, a pitch that doesn't have a sound. It's like when sometimes trainers of pets will blow a whistle to a dog and you can't hear it as a human, but the dog instantly hears the whistle and comes running back. It's that same high pitched in my ears that I can sense, but I can't actually hear anything that are, like words. And then the scratchy throat. What do I want to express into the world? This is what happens when we start to recalibrate or match a pure frequency. We lead ourselves through this process, and the body is having to align with that new frequency, is having to readjust itself, reorient itself, kind of like the pendulum of all the energies. The body has to find its new center in whatever the frequency is that we're calibrating to. So the last couple of days have been still very loud in my head, very noisy. There's a lot of inner garbage talk that I've been having with myself. There's been a lot of collective conversation. We had the blackout on Instagram and Facebook that just then blew up more energy in that whole social media platform. And so there's just been a lot of noise. And then today, when I sat down for the podcast to prepare myself for it and tune into the message, what I was feeling was, what's the value that I provide in sharing the experience that I'm going through in my own process? There's so many voices, there's so many podcasts, there's so many creators, so many talented, beautiful expressions of consciousness that are available. What is the unique contribution that I have? Why do this process? I know it's for my own good, it's for my own awareness, but what value does it offer? And so I was sitting here half an hour, 45 minutes in my noisy mental muck, and right outside the window, a bird just sang one time, pure note, pure frequency, just let a little song go out, and that was it, no more. And I was sitting here, my ears are popping again. I was sitting here and I could feel the message coming through this beautiful bird into my awareness, which is the point is to sing, the point is to express, the point is to allow creative energy to move through this human vessel and be a note, a song, a resonance, a frequency that goes out into the collective without any attachment. Simply, I receive and I deliver. I receive and I allow. I receive and it flows through me. And there's no trying to hold it in. For example, if the bird was like a human and it's sitting outside my window and it's going, should I sing? Is it right to sing? Why would I sing? What happens if I sing? And if I sing, is anyone going to hear it? Bird doesn't have any of our advanced human mental garbage. The bird just sings because it's here to sing. Because it's a bird, and that's what birds do. And when they feel the energy moving, they open their beaks, and out comes this incredible sound that is unique to that one bird. It's pure frequency, pure creation, pure expression. And so I received that message again today and clearly heard my soul saying, you create to create, you express to express. It's energy consciousness that is received and moving through and delivered. And if it's delivered to just you, that's perfect. If it's delivered to one person who hears you sing your song, oh my God, what a great collaboration of energy that is. What a synchronization of frequency that becomes. Like, wow, how beautiful. And if it's to more, okay, great, but that's not the point. The point is to express. The point is to flow the energy through. And trusting that flow is also a trust in myself as an expression of divinity, as an expression of creation. The bird knows its value. It exists. It's here. And there's energy that wants to come through and it sings. There we go. Okay, and then it still has to go find food and build a nest. And if it's a girl, have babies. It's here to fly and soar through the air and be. But along the way, it sings a song. And those who hear it receive the beauty of the alignment of the bird that's singing its song. And so that was my message this morning in meditation, that cut through all the noise. It's lead yourself through the noise within your own head. This is my soul to me, Viv. Lead yourself through the noise in your own head. Trust the messages, the flow of energy, the guidance that comes through, and just allow it to express. When I showed up for the video itself, I'm sitting here wondering, okay, I know there's a story about a bird. What else am I going to say? And yet once you begin the flow of energy, consciousness moving, it continues to flow. It's just a current, and the current expresses through the human. And so as we lead ourselves through the noise, can we get our ego, our mind, our personality out of the way and simply be expressions of divinity, consciousness articulated? You don't want to hear me sing, especially now with the cold, but my voice has resonance. It has a pure frequency when I trust the frequency, when I allow it to come through, when I surrender to the fact that I'm the divine in this human story. And this human story has wisdom, stories, lessons, messages, perspectives that offer value to the collective experience. The one bird outside my window has one frequency, and so do the other hundreds of birds that live in the trees around our house. The ones that migrate in and leave, like, they all have their own unique sound. And yet, is it better that only one gets to sing? Or is it better that every single one of them has space to express and claims it and flows it through, and I get to receive all of the magic of all of the music? I was watching a podcast this morning by Andre Ducoume, I think is how you say his name, and Matthias DiStefano, and they were talking about singing a song. I should have known that's what today was going to be about. They were talking about singing a song, and the way that Matthias described it, he said, you know, we come into human form with a song, or a, what was the word that he used? A resonance, a chorus. Like we come with some sort of music that we have been singing through other lifetimes, through other realms. And those that know that chorus and sing that song with us find us in this lifetime because we sing the same song. We create the song together. And so that's how people find each other, in souls in human form. And then he talks about how some people are here to sing very simple songs and they don't have a lot of collaboration or other instruments or voices in their symphony that they're creating, in their song that they're singing. And he said others are here to create complex symphonies. And so they call in all the instruments, all the choruses, all the voices, and they sing their song, and so many others are singing in harmony with them because they know the song, because they're all singing the same frequency together. And I feel that for my path, for my human experience in this lifetime. It's for a big symphony. It's for lots of voices to be singing with me, to be coming into harmony. Not that I'm the one singer, not at all, not at all. But that I magnetize such a variety of voices and instruments and harmonics. And there's so much space in the ways that I hold community, that I hold collective. There's so much space for individual expression. And so we can have this beautiful symphony that we're all contributing to. And then someone gets the solo, like the bird outside, for a little while. And then they finish that, and then someone else gets another solo. And there's time for the guitar to jam, and there's time for the drum to have a solo. And we all contribute this incredible individual gift to a collective symphony. I delight in that. I delight when someone I love is shining and radiant and sharing their magic, and I can sit back and go, oh my gosh, look at you, this is amazing. I see you in your brilliance. I adore you in your brilliance, and it takes nothing away from my brilliance. I adore your song, your percussion, your trombone, your sax, your tuba. I adore all of it, and it takes nothing away from the space that I hold for the symphony to be created. It adds to it. So that's what I have to say about leading through the noise. The noise is not necessarily a bad thing either. I feel like the noise helps us clarify our unique resonance, our unique frequency, if we're able to not get lost in the noise, if we remember our practices and can come into a quiet internal space and lead ourselves through the noise then becomes a teacher. It becomes a pressure adder so that we can refine what our gifts are, what our song is, what our instruments are. Okay, that's my reflections for today. The energy transmission that I would offer, we'll end with it today instead of starting with it. It would be of peacefulness. Peacefulness as we trust that we can lead ourselves through the noise. the compassion for when we get caught up in our own minds or in comparisons or the collective density. Some spaciousness that we can find time to sit and reflect and sort through some of the busyness, the noisiness, and come to clarity. So peacefulness would be the transmission. We are moving into a new moon in Pisces on Sunday. I am going to go create the energy reading, tarot card reading download thing that I do, which is so much fun for me. I love pulling cards, and yeah, I'm excited to see what the messages are. And then I'll create a guided meditation that will bring all of this together at the new moon in Pisces. So that will all be available on my website and on YouTube. And then on Sunday, on the new moon in Pisces, I think it's an hour after the actual moment of the new moon, I will be hosting our Infinite Embodiment Attunement, which is an hour spent in meditation visualization together. You'll hear my voice. It's on Zoom. You'll hear my voice, but most likely you go into your own internal landscape, and my voice is just the baseline, the calibration, what's the word? Like the thing that makes the TikTok noise on the piano, I forget the word, pentameter, something like that. It gives you the beat so that you can trust your timing when you're playing the piano. I think that's the right description. My voice is like that in meditation space on these monthly calls. It's a touch point so that your soul can take you on whatever journey most serves you in the moment for your mind, your body, your soul to harmonize. And then at the end of the hour, you'll hear me say, okay, it's time to come back. And you'll come back. And you'll be like, what even happened? How was that an hour? Oh my God, I feel so good, but I don't even know what she said. And what even was that experience? And then you have it recorded if you want to come back again and again. Or you're just complete after having that experience once. Better, stronger, leading yourself through the noise, even though maybe my voice was part of the process for you. That experience is $111 each time we do it every month. It's the best $111 you'll spend in a month, guaranteed. And it's just for you. So you won't have other people's experiences be part of yours. It'll be me showing up on Zoom and then you receiving exactly what most serves you. So there you go. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I just really appreciate the collaboration and the camaraderie as we do life through these beautiful technological gifts of podcasts. So thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.